This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were talking a little bit yesterday about how some keystone economic issues in this country always get wrapped up in politics. Interest rates, I think, was the issue at hand yesterday. But there is another one today. The federal minimum wage, currently $7.25 an hour, been there since 2009, although some states have set theirs higher. The House is getting set to vote on a bill that would raise it to $15 an hour nationwide by 2025. That could lift 1.3 million people out of poverty, raise wages for some 27 million workers, so says a recent report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. But the CBO also figures that 1.3 million workers would lose their jobs. So with that as a scorecard, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at what the future might be for this very partisan economic issue.
Are those job losses worth the wage gains? How you answer that question will determine whether you think raising the minimum wage is a good idea or not. What the CBO report does is remind us there are trade-offs, says David Newmark at the University of California, Irvine.
I think most sensible views of minimum wages say neither that minimum wages are an unambiguous good nor that they're an unambiguous bad, but rather they help some people and they hurt other people. That's what my research for decades has been saying.
Newmark says the loss of 1.3 million jobs isn't trivial. For those workers, it could have serious and potentially long-term costs.
I don't want to minimize that some workers may lose their jobs.
Sandra Black is a professor at Columbia University and was on the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. She thinks the CBO might be overestimating the potential job losses. Even so, for her, the key here is the far greater number of people who will see wage increases.
Overall, the benefits vastly outweigh the costs in terms of employment, even under the assumptions that they make. The benefits clearly outweigh the cost.
The CBO doesn't make policy recommendations, so it doesn't answer the question of whether raising the minimum wage is a good idea or not. That decision is left to lawmakers, with Democrats mostly favoring an increase and Republicans largely opposed. Jonathan Muir is a professor at Texas A&M University.
I'm afraid that the minimum wage wars are heavily entrenched and that most people have sort of picked their side.
He doesn't think a new report or new data is likely to change many minds. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.